Welcome to the FTS BetSlip Podcast Mindset Series. The aim of these episodes of the FTS BetSlip Podcast is to build up a library of sound mindset advice that you can access anywhere and use to help you on your betting and trading journey. If you are new to this Mindset Series of podcasts, then please make sure you go back and catch up on any previous episodes that you may have missed. Each podcast will also have a written blog version to go alongside it. That is on our website, ftsincome.co.uk. And some of the episodes will also have an accompanying YouTube video on the FTS Income channel. So please make sure you're subscribed to that so that you don't miss any of the informative videos. Good luck, and I hope to take you on a profitable journey with your betting and trading activities. One thing, if you do enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of our Mindset series. And this one I want to talk about goals and money around those goals. Looking at why do we get into this and having a plan. Most people who go into this game are completely and utterly unprepared. Gambling, particularly in the UK, very much a recreational activity, so I think people have played at it, but obviously there's a core of people who want to take it from that recreational sort of approach to this is what I want to do, and I'd actually like to become quite good at it, and I'd like to earn some money at it, but they still maintain that recreational approach. So we need to look at how we do that. How do we go about? And one area just to start simply is having goals. It is a fundamental area to success in pretty much anything that we want to do. So when I was preparing to become a successful sports better trader, I looked at a long way ahead, where I wanted to be, what I wanted my life to look like. The finances obviously plays a part, what I need to make to be able to do it, but it was just planning out goals and steps along the way that got me into a process orientated approach, which enabled me then to make a success of it. So when we're setting goals, the first thing, obviously, they've got to be realistic. They've got to become realistic. I want to become a successful trader. Better is better than I want to win £2 million. What does I want to become a successful trader better? What does that actually mean, and what is involved, and being a success for different individuals will have different interpretations. You need to then research what's behind that. You know, how do you make that happen? What are you going to do to make it happen? And with all these things, if you think it's going to take, 1 month, 6 months, 12 months, I'm afraid you're miles out. It's one of these sort of disciplines that is continual learning, continual working on it. I'd say it's 3 to 5 years minimum to become really proficient at it and get yourself going. And just like university degrees, how I've always sort of looked at it, sort of going to if you like, a betting trading university, using it like that approach. And that's if you start today and you look to do it properly. Having goals like, I just want to win a load of money, because there's no substance behind them, it all tends to fall apart. But once you've got that, so let's, for example, say our goal is I want to become a successful trader better, and we're going to have life goals around that. I want to spend more time with my children. I want to have a better relationship with my spouse. Of course, there'll be some financial goals. I'd like to go on holiday twice a year, paid for through trading or betting, whatever it may be. You build those goals up. You're reviewing them all the time. That's what you do. So it's... If we look at that goal, I want to become a successful trader better, what are you defining as successful? It will be completely unique to you. You then need to look at what skills do you have now? What experience do you have? What sport are you going to focus on? What time do you have available? Really important. What funds do you have available? Again, really important. What weaknesses do you have? You've really got to be honest with what your weaknesses are, where things have gone wrong. In different areas, and look to build those up. I was a great one when I played golf in you tend to practice the bits that you do well. So you, because you're hitting good shots, so you tend to practice the bits you do well, but then your weaknesses never catch up. You've got to practice your weaknesses and work on those as well. And this game is no different. If your weakness is things like record keeping, Excel, not having or having silly bets, you've got to work on those weaknesses, because everything part of that that you don't work on is going to hold you back. What threats are there to you achieving this goal? So obviously a couple of simple ones would be, if you're a member of a chat group or a relying on a tipster and he disappears, what does that mean for you? If you're betting only with Bet365 and they close your account, what does that mean for you? So all those sort of things are threats. Certainly with a view to FTS, we've tried to make over the last couple of years the site so that if I'm not about, people can continue what they're doing rather than being solely reliant on me. And I think that's really important and something that you should, you know, should look at. And how will it impact your family? You know, if you've got young kids at a weekend and you need to trade football or racing or tennis or whatever it may be, how will that impact your family life? So all those things all go into the pot really before we start of our goals. How do we make it happen? What do we need to change? What do we need to plan out for? And they've got to fit into to be a plan. And then you can draw out a plan from these goals, from answering these questions. You draw a plan out. And then obviously the hard bit is you've got to stick to it and not deviate from it. And one of the areas that I do with a lot of people that I work with is doing the same thing for 100 days, following a process, collecting your trades for the day, regardless, you know, if there's days that there's no football, you still go through that process, check everything, right, there's nothing today. You just follow that process. A lot of what I do and other people who do this full time will tell you is very boring. A lot of it is really boring. You know, and that comes down then, why are you doing it? I don't do it for excitement. I've got clear goals, clear objectives, clear plans for my trading that I want to do. Some of them are obviously financial, other ones are levels of achievement, things that I sort of mentally set myself to achieve, learning to trade a different market, learning other ways to go about how I analyse my data and things like that. So I'm setting myself goals all the time. You know, moving into Excel was a big thing for me from pen and paper over the years. So all those sort of things. So once you've got that, it's then what do you do? So first thing in the morning, what do you do when you turn your computer on? Do you then sit down? Have you built this plan that you can execute and you can just repeat it for 100 days, review your performance, things you need to improve, in effect doing the process again, and then we go again. Do you execute that plan? Are you in a position now to say, this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to do it for 100 days, I've been through all that, if not, start today. If you are distracted by Twitter, Telegram, kids, food, whatever it may be, all of that is going to diminish your chance of success. You need to build a structure for what you do, and without a structure, I can assure you that your betting, trading, eventually the whole thing will cave in. Because when we build that structure, we become process orientated. And being process orientated is one of the keys to success. That will lead to success. Randomly selecting bets on a whim, only doing what your process a few days and then forgetting it for a couple of days because you were off down the pub or whatever it may be. Following bets in a chat room. It's sort of one of the things I've joined over the last 15 years hundreds of chat rooms where people have sort of said to me, I'll get in here, have a look at this guy, have a look at that. And I find it absolutely mad, because if you're not monitoring it 24/7, it's nonsense. Because if you want to sit in the cinema and watch a movie and then you come out and see that guy's posted four bets and they've all won and you've missed those four winners, and then you go to bed and he's posted a couple overnight and they win, but you get something next morning, post three, and you put those on because you're about, and then they lose. There's no consistency to that at all. And no one's good enough at all, no matter what people tell you. No one's good enough just to keep having winners every time they post. So you end up in this cycle. And I know people have sort of had paid services where they've sort of said to me, what do you think of this? And I've gone, it makes no sense to me, because you, if you're relying solely, it's one of the reasons why we've sort of held off with chat room things. It's because unless everybody can get on every single bet, it's not a way to run your betting career. Whilst you might enjoy the fun of it and the banter and the excitement of it, again, that comes down to what are your goals. If you want to be part of something and play around at it, fine. But if you want to do it properly, I don't think that they are the way for success. Ultimately, the way to success is for you to build something for you that you can use and take forward, which isn't dependent on other people. To be profitable, we need to set realistic goals, understand the objectives and expectations to achieve them. Professional goals, clear objectives, modest expectations. That is what will work best. Profitable bettors understand that there's no certainty. We've talked about longest losing runs, and trying to achieve sort of bets with 100% certainty is a complete and utter waste of energy. It cannot be done. You've got to find a method of betting that is compatible to you, and that is one of the real key goals. What odds do you like to be playing? You know, all this comes into your goals and your approach. How are you going to go about it? What odds do you want to play at? What form is compatible to you? Betting, trading, fixed odds. You know, just putting them on like FTS Ultimate, FTS Advanced, two very different products. FTS Ultimate, you can in effect get up Friday morning, have everything done by 9:30. You don't need to look again at the weekend. FTS Advanced, sheets out every single day of the week. Need to work on that. You need to focus on it. What method out of these sheets am I going to use? And that's where you'll be sitting a lot more time at the computer. But hopefully you get paid for that time if that's the road you go down, if you do it properly. So getting that balance between what is profitable forward, what suits you, what we're striving for, it will be different for everyone. Again, I think even in chat rooms, even on our FTS itself, people all trying to do the same, it will be different for everyone. I had a great sort of utopian idea, everybody just do the same years ago, and I've really come to appreciate that it's got to be unique to you, excuse me, over a period of time. Our objective should be to operate sensible, consistent trading approach that we can sustain. And if we make that as a measure of success, as opposed to being right, people love to be right when they're trading. I said there'd be over 2.5 goals there. But if we make having a process, consistent approach above being right or winning money, that you'll go through less emotional up and downs, your performance will improve, the money then comes out the end of it. Once you taper your objectives to achieve a different achievable objective, develop a consistent trading approach, you'll start to go through a lot less emotional turmoil and you will get better. And of course, we can't talk about goals and planning and what we're trying to do without talking about money, because most people get into this for money. What we've got to say is that shouldn't be the first goal. I want to win 100 quid, I want to make a grand, I've paid 200 quid for this service, I need to win that back. Because if you're thinking like that, you probably shouldn't be doing it at all. The money comes out at the end of this process orientated, goal driven, objective based approach, 100%. That is what I believe, that is how it will work, and it enables you, as I say, to cope with the ups and downswings a lot better when you get yourself into that process. But obviously we need to talk about money, because one of the key elements of betting trading, other than the discipline and sort of lack of understanding of what's involved, is money management. And you know, every website to do with gambling has it. As always, you should only ever bet with money that you can afford to lose. We don't want to be putting anybody under any financial pressure. And then managing your money, you need to understand your risk of going bust, but also embrace the fact that without risk, you genuinely aren't going to go anywhere. When real money is involved, it does affect people's thinking, sometimes to the extent of being insanely irrational. But once you're set up from the start, you've got a goals processed oriented approach, you have a much higher chance of succeeding in your trading life, And then if you can get your money management alongside that and take you away from sort of living on every football or horse result as if your life depended on it, you will be a long, long way to being successful. And it will ultimately come down to the mentality of money management. That will be the thing that affects us. So when we talk about that, if you've got £1,000 and you say, I'm going to have a 100-point bank, that's £10 a point. But if it gets down to £500 and you're panicking and you give up and you move on, you've written that £500 off. You've now got to start again. You've got £500 less. You haven't given yourself a chance. And all these things will come on top. And there'll be thought processes in your head. Of course, we all have them. Oh, I've had a bad day today. I've lost another 20 points, whatever it may be. These things will happen. That's why we've got to get set up from the start. But I do think it's all the sort of external pressures and things come from the financial side. But it all stems from not being set up properly in the first place. So when we look at mistakes people make in money management, they range from absolutely no plan at all. And I see this day in, day out. People who just, again, you know, oh, there's a chat room on Twitter, I'll join that, or I'll have 30 quids on there. They win a few, then all of a sudden they're £300 down, and then they find another chat room on Twitter. So there's just no plan at all to obviously chasing losses, stakes like Martingale, Fibonacci, and that's just understanding gambling, that there's no higher probability that a win will follow a loss, but people persist. Your longest losing streak will occur when it occurs. You can't control it with your staking. It's when you sort of become a pure hopeful gambler then that the results are going to fall at the right time to get you out of a hole. One of the ways I sort of describe it often is, rarely does a bank fail in gambling, people do. And if, let's say there's 10% of people win at punting, I think it is higher than the 99%, but let's say it's 10%. I think it's higher than the 1% rather out of the 99 losers. I think it's probably 90-10. I will hazard that that 10% are prepared to see a bank go all the way. Most people pack up well before that stage, particularly in sports punting. Casino gambling is slightly different. You know, people will sit at casino gambling, put roulette tables, get sucked in by the ambience of it and go broke. And again, we'd see those martingale strategies. We've had 8 reds, it must be black. Of course it mustn't, it's nonsense. And then there's the flip side to that. What if you're being successful? So you've joined something, done really well. You've started off at £10 stakes. You've had a couple of really good months. And you think this is the best thing since sliced bread. And all of a sudden you put those stakes up too high and too quickly. And the inevitable bad run comes along. And from then, the losses far outweigh the gains that you've made. So you've got to have all this built in at the start with your objectives, your goals, your plans to how you're going to approach your gambling, not anybody else's. The one thing you've got to get in from this podcast, it is what you do. It does not matter what any other human being on this planet does. It is what you do. So bank management, it must be a bank money you can afford. The saying I use a lot on talking to people is bomb proof. So we want to have, you know, I'd rather stake smaller with a bigger bank so we can absorb anything throwing at us. Learning that ability to stay in the game is so important and underestimated. You've got to have a plan to increase those stakes in a methodical, logical manner. Then you can use your consistent approach to betting and you'll start to see that grow in the good periods, and it's built to sustain the downturns. We'll be doing many podcasts on staking and variable staking, Kelly, but I'm just going to quickly run through how I approach fixed odds banks, something I've asked many times. It's seen me turn banks of £500 or £1,000 into high five figures, and some case six figures. I've operated this now for 12 years. Never really changed. I've always started with relatively small amounts, 500, 1,000, 1,500. And how I do it, I use RFTS Ultimate Sheets, obviously, but I like to have 3 complementing systems, and I'll cover that in a separate area episode when we talk about putting portfolios together. But by that, I mean I don't like systems that are going to throw up all the same bets. So I'll have the complementary in price and risk, but they're not going to throw up the same matches. I work out the biggest drawdown that there's been through back and forward testing. Again, we'll talk about forward testing. I look at the estimated losing run for the price and strike rate my results are showing. And I look at that, if we go back to the table that's on the website, I look at the 5,000 number because my intention is to be in it for 5,000 plus bets. So I'm looking at what's the worst losing run I could encounter at this sort of average at 5,000. And then whatever that drawdown has been in points, I will multiply it by 3 or 4. If I'm betting a system with a longer estimated losing run, going to our losing run table, then I will almost certainly do it at 4 and round it up. Of course, we cannot definitively say that will be enough, but it's worked out for me. I'm confident in my system research that even if I hit twice the drawdown, you know, I've still got I've planned for 3-4 times the max drawdown, and I would have revisited that. You know, obviously you're reviewing your performance every couple of times a year. I'd revisited that stage to find out why, and again, that's something I'll talk about, how we identify why something is failing. So for me, let's say, just in put it that in numbers, if I have £1,000 available, I have a system with a drawdown of, and the most it's lost is 23 points, betting prices around 2 to 2.5. So I know I could expect a losing run of sort of 10, 12, 14 bets. So my drawdown's 23. I would multiply that by 3. I'm betting 2 to 2.5. So I do expect a fairly high win rate. 23 times 3. So I'm taking my biggest drawdown, times it by 3. 23 times 3, 69. I'm going to round that up to the nearest 25, so I've rounded up to 75. So I've got 75 points in play. 1,000 divided by 75 is £13.33. So I'm always a rounder. I would never use 13.33. I'd round up or down. So nearest pound is £13. So for that system, if I'd built it, I've taken three little subsystems. They're all around 2 to 2.5. The biggest drawdown I've got in testing, backwards and forwards, got to test stuff forward, is 2 to 2.5. Multiply that by 3, 69, round it up to 75. My £1,000 bank divided by 75 is £13 in round numbers. So my starting stakes would be £13. And then I need a plan for growth, right? How am I going to grow this? And for me, it's simple with fixed odds stuff. Once I've got that portfolio, you can do this with a single system if you've got single system. As my bank increases 50%, I increase my stakes 50%. So I started with £1,000. My bank increase 50% would be £1,500. 1,000 plus 50%, 1,000 plus 500, 1,500. Once I reach that number, my stake would go up 50%. So my £1,000 stake was £13. 50% is that is £6.50. So my stake would go up to £19.50 once my bank got to £1,500. Again, I would round that up to £20 stakes. You could return it, round it down to 19. Remember, I rounded the £13 downwards, so I had a little bit in hand anyway. So now I'm betting £20 again. My bank is £1,500, exactly the same. I'm aiming then for £2,250, £1,500 plus 50%. Then I do the same process again. The only thing that I don't do, and you can make your own decision on this, is if I've got that £1,500, I'm now betting £20 again, and the first few bets lose, so I drop back down below that. You know, I started with a grand, I've got it up to £1,500, I've put my stakes up to £20, I've now hit a little bad run, my bank's gone down to £1,400 because I've lost 5 points net overall. Do I put my stakes down? I never do. I don't want to do all my losing at £20 and then go, I need to adjust my bank back down because I'm losing here. I don't do that. I saw an article just recently where somebody said that's what they do, and they sort of advocated it. I don't think that's the way to growth personally. I think you can't do all your losing at the top end and then try and win it back at smaller stakes. It's like just going to take you longer. Accept that there's variance. We've done all the setting up in the start, so we're pretty confident we're bomb proof, so we can sustain that run. We've won money because we've got up to £1,500. So for me, I keep my stakes up at £20. I do not put it back. Now, I showed a live example of this to somebody in 2015, well, to a group of people in a room in Birmingham, about 40 people to be fair, where I turned £500 into £37,500. I showed them every bet. And that was 3 years. So I turned £500 into £37,500 3 years ago. Back at the start of the podcast when I said, if you think you can do it in 1 year, 6 months, you're mad. 3 to 5 years. But in that 3 years, there was 13 months where the bank didn't move. So I shot up from £500, shot up to like 10, 12 grand. It then just stayed 10, 12 grand for 13 months. And then it shot up from 10, 12 grand to 37,500. So there was over a year where I put every bet on, where the bank just bobbled up and down, bobbled up and down. I am convinced when we talk about the 99%, that's where 99% of people would have packed up and walked away, as the progress was slow, not being made. But you'll tend to notice your winning cycles over time, losing cycles. Nothing is ever uniform. Days, weeks, months as measurements are absolutely pointless. You know, it is completely and utterly pointless. Another sort of hill I'll die on. People posting monthly results, and I've done this. We like it because we're time orientated. You know, we get paid monthly. We do our holidays weekly. It's all how we're conditioned, you know, how we're sort of socialized again. It is completely and utterly irrelevant, but that's when most people are, oh, I've lost this month, I'm giving up. It's had a bad couple of months, I'm giving up. You've just got to get into this process orientated and keep doing it. Do the same thing for 100 days. When you're setting yourself up, set yourself up properly. Proper goals, proper plans, proper money management. We're going to go into things like staking, money management, building systems in a lot more detail. But that is a good way to start, and not that staking plan. There'll be people who don't do that. For me, it's been highly successful. It's got planned growth in it. It's got bomb-proof starting banks, so I can accept the losing runs. And from there, you can drive yourself forward. So that's the end of this episode. Go away, work on it, look at your goals, look at what you want to achieve, ask yourself the questions. What is it? What is unique to you? What is it that you need to do? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What skills have you got? What sport are you going to focus on? What are you actually going to bet? How are you going to do it? How will it impact your family? Go and answer all that. And then if you're going to get into fixed odds betting, I've given you a bit there for a plan towards starting bank, how to go about setting it up. Look at the longest losing run table on the website, and you can get yourself set up and through. Best of luck, and I'll be back with another episode soon.